This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello and welcome to OpenView's LabCast. I'm Kevin Kane and today I'm joined by Justin Peary. Justin is a SaaS and cloud product management specialist, and today we're going to be talking about cloud adoption with end users and clients. Hey Justin, thanks for joining me today.
Hey Kevin, great. Thanks for having me.
So as I mentioned a second ago, we're going to be talking about a little bit about cloud adoption today. And, you know, cloud is one of those terms that you hear floated around a lot these days. And even if you're not in IT, it's something that's really on the tip of the top of everyone's tongue or the tip of everyone's tongue. So I guess my first question really is, what's the biggest misconception out there about cloud computing for people like me who don't know a lot about it?
Well, I think it depends who we're talking to. I mean, typically, I think your audience is mostly SaaS businesses, people in the SaaS business and
sure.
SaaS professionals.
Exactly.
So I'd like to think, I mean, my name is Justin Peary. I work at a company called Mindcast. We're one of Europe's largest software as a service company. We have about 1.4 million users spread over 5,500 customers. So I approached this whole podcast with that in mind, having convinced 5,500 companies to use our services and, you know, knowing what the process that we had to go through, particularly with IT, to get that adopted. So, you know, probably the biggest misconception about cloud computing from an IT buyer's perspective is it's going to do them out of a job. Like, they suddenly think that they can buy something as a service, and which they used to do manually or with a combination of hardware, software, and skill, that they're going to be out of a job. And the reality couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is, Mark Thiel from Data Switch, I forget where he's from, he said to me, the best piece of advice his boss ever gave to him once was, you need to do yourself out of a job every year. If you're not doing yourself out of a job, it means you're stuck doing the same things and you've become a human hamster on a treadmill. So we've got to enable people to step out from the mundane and you know, the time-consuming and the stuff that doesn't help their business, and empower them, IT people in particular, to do more with less and use cloud services to empower that transition.
Sure, absolutely. So kind of picking up on that theme, are there other ways in which cloud is impacting the roles and responsibilities of IT departments? It sounds like it's, you know, possibly leading to a significant change.
Absolutely. And I think there are two pieces here. There's the cloud bought by IT, and there's cloud not bought by IT. And what we're seeing is a massive shift in the way IT is bought. I mean, Gartner predicts that the CMO will spend approximately 30 to 35% of IT budget in 2015. So within the next 3 years, 30% of IT is going to be bought by the CMO. Gartner also thinks that there could come a stage, you know, between 2015 and 2020, where the business buys more IT than IT does. And what cloud has done is it's empowered end users, to buy IT-like functions on demand as a service. And that could be Dropbox, it could be Box.net. You know, the original poster child for this was Salesforce, because the Siebel implementation had gone wrong, and the sales team needed a CRM, so they bought Salesforce. The challenge with that is that end users aren't necessarily known for their skill in selecting IT vendors. And the challenge for IT people is to move as fast as the business wants it to. So what we're seeing is we're witnessing this almost head-on collision between IT and the business right now. And what IT needs to do is it needs to work out what it's there to do. And Ray Wang had a really good post recently about the four types of CIO. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, actually. Where can we get a look at it?
And he talked about the four personas of the next generation CIO. He talked about the chief integration officer, the chief innovation officer, the chief infrastructure officer, and the chief intelligence officer. And if you think about that quadrant, you know, there's all these different facets that the CIO and IT teams need to deliver to the business. And the challenge today for many IT teams is that they have a single person or single people who have to deliver all those functions. And so what we need is businesses who are focused on, or IT teams that are focused on delivering innovation to the business that the business can leverage, while still maintaining the, you know, the data custodianship and the steady state, you know, the security that a business demands. So the challenge is that if people buy IT, you know, willy-nilly, you know, to go out there and buy random cloud services, the business actually loses control over its data, because for many businesses, they don't actually know where it is. And so what we need to do is get to a point where IT is in a comfortable enough position to buy and provision and manage cloud services in a dynamic and innovative enough way that makes the business happy. Like, people don't want crappy tools anymore. They, sure. they want the good quality IT that they're used to having at home. So cloud computing is dramatically changing this.
So how do you see then the fact that 30% of cloud implementations are shadow IT playing into all of that? I think that's a stat that Forrester provided.
Yeah, I mean, where I got to with that stat was they reckon that approximately 80% of the businesses they surveyed, and US-based companies, were using some form of cloud computing. And we've seen a steady rise. You know, in 2010, when we did a survey, it was 56%, and then it went up to, I think, nearly 70% in 2011. So, you know, 80% sounds about right for some form of cloud computing. So what they did say then was that only 48% of those implementations were sanctioned by IT. So if you subtract 40 from 80, you get 30%, over 30% of cloud implementations or cloud uses unsanctioned by IT. And the challenge there for IT people is that effectively they've lost control over an organization's data. You know, you can't disable access when somebody leaves the company. You can't prevent somebody from taking that data. And, you know, as we shift to a more IP-based economy where the IP that the business owns and the service they deliver is the core value of a company, losing that control, I think, represents a significant danger to any business.
Sure, absolutely. So, Justin, one thing that you touched on before was, rightly, that our audience here is a lot of sort of software as a service expansion stage companies. And so I guess my last question is if there's any sort of general tips that you might be able to give to our audience on how they can be most successful with cloud.
Yeah, I think fundamentally it depends how you sell and who you sell to.
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of the stuff, you know, I sell to IT managers and CIOs because, you know, we take the MX record, mail is delivered through us, or if it's not delivered through us and we just do archiving for them, then we have a connection to their Exchange server. So we're a very IT-led sale, and it's not very sexy, but the reality is that there's a decent market size there for us to go after. So, you know, I think for businesses like us, you have to be really crystal clear about how and who you message to about how cloud is going to improve and help them do their job, because it's absolutely not going to take away their role in life, and their value is just going to change. And I think, you know, the way I liken it to is you know, there's nobody using much Windows 3.1 anymore, so why would you hold on to your Windows 3.1 skills? Actually, we are we're entering the cloud era, and we need to help IT teams retrain and adopt a new cloud skill to empower them to deliver for the cloud era.
Sure. Hey, Justin, go ahead.
And I think the final point is, you know, I think if you don't have a missionary sell where, you know, your product is maybe a freemium or a freemium plus an upsell, then then it's really easy to ignore the needs and pains of an IT team and go after that, you know, the dream of a network effect by ourselves. So, right. You know, there's lots and lots and lots of business to be had on, you know, interfacing with on-premise kit and making IT teams more efficient, more happy. So we shouldn't forget about that business.
No, absolutely not. Justin, this has been really helpful and interesting. Thank you for joining us today. Before I let you go, just wanted to give you the chance to let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm jperry@mindcast.com and at Justin Perry on Twitter. So do feel free to reach out, and it would be great to chat with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Justin.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Cheers.